Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and this podcast is brought to you by 42 Degrees with four convenient locations in Omaha.
Open 8 a.m. to midnight, 7 days a week by your mom's house. I'll see you there.
Or just follow us.
Or both.
Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Losers, in other words.
Well.
Pete Lee, a little later on this morning. And also Tony Danza is going to phone the program. Petey's here. Tweeting at TNT Radio Empire. You can listen to the program anywhere. The podcast available, Stitcher, iTunes, TuneIn Radio. Out there, thank you for listening, and please patronize the advertisers, including our buddies here at the Omaha Tap House, who dropped off some great food again this morning.
It was on this date in 1972, Paul McCartney arrested for growing weed on his farm in Scotland.
Yeah, stopping for you. I think he quit right there.
Yeah. He did.
I still laugh about Paul Mercurio's line about him taking the most creative poop ever.
Oh, yeah. His album's number one on the Billboard Top 100.
Whatever. It's pretty good. Sounds cool.
I got to hear it. I
checked it out. Yeah,
I haven't. I haven't listened to it yet.
It's because it's music. That's why it's one of the reasons it's out there.
Yeah, I've read good things. Yeah. I haven't heard it yet.
No radio airplay.
But now I'm in the mood to hear Junior's Farm.
I like that. I'll come out with it next time.
Mention a farm there. It's a great song.
That's a great song.
Could have been where he growed his weed.
Yeah. Or grew it.
You got to say growed.
You do.
Global consultancy firm Profit. All right, hold on. You got to stop ordering dildos for me. Don't say my name. Amazon won't take my returns anymore. And my girlfriend is beginning to ask questions about all these packages.
Yeah.
Well, what's more fun than a bag of dildos?
Yeah, nothing. Right? A box of them. Yeah, a box full of it.
Oh, it's a big bag.
All right.
You can't tell us to do that. Because it will only make us do it more.
Right.
I'm amused by that.
Me too.
I mean, I feel badly for the situation and that we contributed directly to it.
Well, but, yeah. I mean, we did it.
I don't think we're going to stop. Unless we're going to lose him as a listener.
I want Alexa to change their whole concept so it doesn't order dildos for people unless there's a special code. I want to get it that big that everybody starts saying, Alexa, don't order dildos.
And then you'd get the special dildo code.
That's right.
Yeah.
Punch that in.
4817.
Did you punch in your dildo code?
Aren't they all? Global consultancy firm Profit releasing its fourth annual Brand Relevance Index measuring the top 10 brands to consumers.
Stuff you buy or just stuff you see?
Or just brands.
Because I remember ESPN.
They measure four key areas. Customer obsession.
Okay, buy. Okay.
Dependability. Innovation. And inspiration. Because everything's a brand.
Nike take a jump this year?
Nike's kicking ass.
Or were they already high? I'm sure they were already high on this list.
But keep
McDonald's has to be on there.
Usually ESPN's one of the most.
This is a top 10.
ESPN's number one brand in the world, usually, right?
I think it's right behind McDonald's.
Right.
So it's one of those two that's usually the best.
Yeah, these have to be worldwide.
Right. Apple is number one.
Of course.
All right, yeah.
Amazon is number two.
Yeah.
We could sit here for weeks and you would never guess number three.
I don't have that kind of time. Plus, it'd be
you kind of do.
That'd be 3 weeks of bad shows.
Yeah, so let's not talk about anything else. Then hold on
for 3 weeks.
Something that's popular in the U.S. or is it more international?
I assume it's in the U.S. I've heard of it. I'm aware that it exists.
Okay.
Can you give us the product?
It's a web-based thing.
Oh.
FanDuel.
Pornhub. YouPorn.
See? I was right. I remain correct.
SpankWire.
Reddit?
I remain correct.
SpankWire.
SpankWire.
Well, Facebook.
No.
MySpace.
Pinterest.
Yes.
Tecate.
Very good.
Pinterest?
Pinterest.
Yeah. It wasn't weeks. It was like 8 seconds.
I was wrong about that.
Yeah, you were.
And it was much longer than 8 seconds.
Yeah, check out our Pinterest page, by the way.
No, don't.
Recipes on there, you know.
I didn't know we had one, and I would have contributed that.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a lot of
contributed to that.
A lot of cauliflower stuff. You wouldn't like it.
Oh, I would have contributed to that. I didn't know. Pinterest is number three. So Pinterest is the only social media company to crack the top 10.
Really? Well, you know, Facebook's facing a little PR difficulty right now.
Well, and without Pinterest, you're not going to get Todd's plan for taking that old door and turning it into a coat rack in your front hallway.
Todd's
you can do
old,
it.
It's called Todd's Old House. Check it out. Yeah. I watch it.
I am more than
a lot
just,
of vodka involved.
More than just recipes. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Todd's Old House. Yeah.
All you need is a Saturday and a couple of basic power tools. You can do it too.
And some Moscow Mules.
Oh, well, I might be in then.
Yeah.
Let's see. Pinterest at third, the only social media company to crack the top 10. And then Android, Google, Samsung, KitchenAire, Spotify, and Nike.
Ah, Nike. I thought it was going to die after that damn Kaepernick.
Oh, yeah.
Disrespecting the troops.
Yeah, that'd take a while.
Yeah.
They asked more than 12,000 people what they thought of nearly 300
so
brands
mad.
And those at the top 10.
Makes me so mad. I'm watching I never saw the movie, and I stopped them for a couple seconds, and it doesn't look too bad, but it's a movie from 2009 called Funny People. Featured Adam Sandler and Seth Rogen. Seth Rogen plays a young comic, and Adam Sandler becomes as rich. He's a rich, older comedian that is sick. He takes him under his wing, but that's not the point. The point is Adam Sandler does this private gig for MySpace, so it seems really dated. But MySpace paid James Taylor to sing a couple songs, so James Taylor is in the movie. So James Taylor plays first, and then they make Seth Rogen go up and do a couple jokes before Adam Sandler, because Adam Sandler says that he goes, "I'm not going to follow James Taylor." So James Taylor and Seth Rogen are in the crowd, and Seth Rogen goes, "Do you ever get tired of playing the same songs over and over again?" And James Taylor goes, "Do you ever get tired about talking about your dink?" And he doesn't say dink, by the way. I never knew that James Taylor said that in that movie. I didn't know he was in the movie. I've never seen that movie.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, he says the word, too. He says the word, and in that context, I don't know if we can use it on the radio, but, you know, we say dick jokes all the time.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
You don't hear James Taylor making many cameo appearances.
No, you don't. I mean, it's so funny, because you ever get tired of playing the same songs over and over again? You ever get tired of talking about your... Yeah, whatever. And that's just the scene. It's over, you know.
That's cool.
It's really cool. But one of them, on stage, James Taylor plays a song about to the MySpace crowd, which is so dated. It looks so weird. And then he yells, "F Facebook," from the stage, you know. And I guess who won that battle, you know?
Not James Taylor.
And not MySpace. No.
Was who's the face MySpace guy? Everybody had him as a friend.
Tom.
Yeah.
Tom.
They talk about Tom in that show, yeah.
Was Tom?
He might have been in that.
In the crowd?
In that scene, I don't know.
And was Tom a real guy? Yeah. Was that really Tom?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
That
yeah.
picture that we saw, that was really Tom?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was Zuckerberg before Zuckerberg.
Right.
Yeah, James Taylor has 8 acting credits listed to his,
really?
His IMDb.
What else has he been in?
Anything
we'd recognize?
Tulane Blacktop. 1971.
Oh, God, that's a great movie.
And really? Then most of these are TV appearances. American Playhouse, he did an episode of The Simpsons.
Too Late Blanktop, he was a long-haired hippie in that movie, I think.
I don't remember him being
an episode of The West Wing.
Really?
And an episode of Mr. Sunshine in 2011. Yeah, not much.
He played James Taylor, I'm sure.
Yeah, Funny People looks like
Yeah. Pretty much his only movie appearance. Yeah. Well, besides Tulane Blacktop. Yeah.
He's fun to see at his show as well.
Yeah.
He talks to the crowd. He's amusing. He's engaging.
I'd really like to.
Yeah. His greatest hits CD.
If you get a chance to see James Taylor, go see James Taylor.
Oh, man.
We have talked about this before, and we need to talk about it again, apparently. Sextortion scams are on the rise, thanks in part to data breaches and those phishing scams.
Yes, you Nebraska legislators, pay close attention to this.
If you're an old white guy, she doesn't want you. That should be your first clue there. If you're an old sweaty white guy, overweight white guy in the Nebraska legislature, she's not that into you.
Look over the Facebook profile. If she's from Ghana or France and she only has one or two pictures
up. It's so easy to figure it out.
Right. She might be a robot.
Right.
Now, this particular fraud, this sextortion scam, banks on the chance that you have been visiting porn sites or that you have been cheating on a partner so that you will believe the letter's sender really has secret information. One of the emails claims that while you were watching the video, your web browser acted as a remote desktop and a keylogger provided me access to your display screen and webcam.
That's why I just look at porn on my phone.
Right after that, my software gathered all your contacts from your Messenger, Facebook account, and email account.
Still probably get in there, too.
That's even worse.
Yeah.
My
email doesn't show up.
That phone is spying on you all the time. Yeah. I went out to eat last night.
I say on the air I watch porn, so I'm not really worried about telling my wife.
But my phone pops up and says, hey, how was the COD?
When you're watching porn?
No.
COD porn. I know you like to fish.
I went out to eat.
And you knew right away you had COD.
And then I got back home.
My phone's never said anything like that to me.
You have some sort of location service enabled probably through Yelp or some other app or.
Yeah, mine's not on.
See, that's the thing. I don't recall engaging a location service.
It's a default.
Oh, it's the opposite.
Yeah, you have to turn it off.
Disengage, not engage.
Because there are things that will show up on my phone that I have Googled on my desktop at home. So, you know, the two are, Google's talking to each other.
Well, yeah, right? Because you're logged in your email through, but in both, your Google Mail.
Yeah.
And it's sharing all that.
No, it didn't know that I had COD, although I'm surprised it didn't know that. But it knew the restaurant I went to.
Did you look around? Somebody staring at you? That guy's just following you and reporting you. There's a guy just following you.
How was that Moscow Mule?
Well that doesn't take technology to know you were drinking a Moscow Mule. Right. They're just playing the odds.
That's just a good guess.
That's just a good guess, right.
Now, who sent us that Moscow Mule-style ale?
I don't know. It showed up at the front desk, and I don't know who dropped it off. It's in the office, apparently.
Drink it.
Oh, I did.
Is it good?
Well, you could drink it on its own.
Has it got vodka-infused beer?
No, it's
beer.
Is it
vodka beer?
It's beer.
You don't know.
I make it vodka beer.
Okay, guys.
But it's actually beer. It's 6% alcohol.
Okay.
And, it, you know, it tastes kind of like beer with a little ginger twinge to it.
And you put vodka in it.
Well, I do.
Man.
People can drink it on its own.
Obviously, 6% is pretty good for most people.
Yeah, you can drink it like you're drinking a beer because, you know, when you make the Moscow Mule out of it, it comes up kind of foamy.
Right. Mm.
So you got to let the foam subside. Or you pour the vodka over the foam and it calms it.
Man.
Look at you doubling down.
Yeah, I know.
Wow.
Yeah. You ain't making the Arizona State game drinking that. Not 9:45 kickoffs.
Now, if you do like single shots of vodka, I don't do doubles when I use that stuff.
Good idea. Yeah, because I do doubles and triples.
But straight up ginger beer, it's a double.
It's batting for the cycle.
Yeah.
Vodka. That's a good idea, PD. I'll try that this weekend.
Bat for the cycle.
Single, a double, a triple, and a homer.
And a homer.
She don't know.
I don't know if that's a bar term, though. Is that give me a home run.
She does know.
Well, I mean, you're playing at home, so you can call it whatever you want.
Exactly. Yeah.
So these frauds also say when they get a hold of you.
Oh, this is the sex scam thing.
The sextortion. You know, they say that they were watching you while you were viewing the porn. It says, yep, it's you doing nasty things because they recorded you.
Yep, you were sitting on the corner of the bed
masturbating.
And we were watching you.
Or in the chair in the living room.
Yeah.
The email claims all of your personal contacts, your family, your friends, your coworkers. The contacts have been stolen, and they are now giving you 24 hours to make a payment, often several $1,000s via the Bitcoin.
Man, that would suck.
Now, they say, if I don't get the payment, I'll send your video to all your contacts, including relatives, coworkers, and so forth.
Somebody's listening that's had that done to them.
Yes. Yes.
And I want them to call anonymously and say how they stopped it, because obviously it was fake, and hope they didn't fall for it.
We've had emailers that have confessed to getting sucked
up. Or you have to call your grandma and say, hey, don't look at that video I sent you.
Yeah, and they said, yeah, go go ahead and print it. Everybody's seen it anyway.
Right. Everybody knows I masturbate.
What amount of money do they usually want?
It's in the thousands, generally.
Most people don't have thousands of dollars, so they're not gonna, that's blood from the stone there.
If they are able to scam you correctly and know what part of town you're in, they are more likely to
assume you have cash, right?
To adjust their demands to your part of town.
Yeah, I need $40. I got a video of you.
Or $40,000.
Or $40,000, right.
Now, most phishing scams try to steal passwords, but this one already has your stolen password, and they use that information to reel in the victim.
Everybody, be quiet! Todd's about to masturbate!
So if you get this, they say it's best to interact with the email as little as possible. Don't click on any links in the message. Don't open any attachments. This could infect your computer with the malware.
Oh, this guy actually...
go in the office and masturbate.
Sorry.
He wrote him back and told him to F off.
And they didn't get back to him?
Nope.
Yep. Because they don't have a video of you masturbating unless you sent that to them. Puss will tell you that.
All right. Here's Roger. One thing he'll tell you is that VHS porn doesn't rat you out.
VHS, DVD, old school, safe.
There you go. Yeah.
We're still hiding in your closet.
Where can I find some of those?
You can get a hold of me, and I will give you 3 for $1.
Now, we talked about this last
might be
time.
This might be how you get rid of this.
No, the prices are going up. It used to be 9 for $1.
Well, now he knows he's got a market. Now he knows he's a market now.
Exactly.
Roger, send me an email, because I can forward. We got an email from a guy who's actually interested in VHS porn.
Well, let's just hook them up together. Let's not be the conduit to handing out porn.
Well, yeah, I want Roger to send me an email, and then...
Just give him the email contact.
I'll give Roger his email address.
Somebody gets murdered, that's on them.
Right.
Okay.
The two can exchange and, you know, have their little circle or whatever.
Roger's
going
to have to get email.
I have email.
Oh,
man.
Okay.
There's a 69 in it, remember? There's a 69 in it.
A 69 in it.
Love you, buddy.
All right, we'll sell some of that stuff for you. There you go.
You know, it's sad.
Don't blacklight his basement.
It's sad. You say, somebody gets murdered, then it's not our fault. And in my head, I go, boy, I hope Roger's the one getting murdered, not being the murderer.
That's a good. Well, yeah. I guess if
that's horrible either way.
I know it's horrible either way. But my first thought was,
we'd be blamed if he was the murderer.
Yeah, I'd rather Roger wasn't the killer.
Right.
I'd rather he got killed. Right. Which is,
I'd prefer him not being involved in that.
Yeah.
I think Roger would have killed by now if he was a killer.
Probably.
If he were, because we've known him for a while.
If he were going to,
yeah, we've known him years. He would have killed.
That
by
would
now.
Have bubbled to the surface
right.
by yeah. now.
Good chance somebody would kill him. Right.
Yes, it's a horrible choice either way, Craig. You're right.
That would be a relief. Oh, who murdered who? Oh, they murdered Roger. Oh, good.
Okay, at least Roger was the good guy.
That's not our fault, man.
I mean, he's dead now, but he was the good guy.
Right. With a basement full of porn. He's going to mark it on it. He marked it right up on that phone call.
Oh, yeah.
You saw, heard that story. Hey, you want to go? I'm not going to fish you.
It's now 3 for $1, not 9.
I love that.
There's reports that Amazon is moving to open 3,000 of its no-cashier Amazon Go stores by 2021.
Well, they actually have brick-and-mortar stores?
Like 3 right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are those stores as big as like the Sam's, things like that?
I don't think so. No.
Do they have everything?
Like two of them are in downtown Seattle.
Because Amazon has everything. So a store cannot have everything.
Yeah.
This is a brick and mortar thing. Sensors and lightweight automation software so people can just walk in, and pick your stuff off the shelf and walk out.
That's what I mean.
Period.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the
and
ones
with
that
all the sensors, they figure out.
Oh, really?
How to charge you?
Whoa!
Wow.
You have to be registered with Amazon. You walk
yeah,
in,
all
walk
that
out.
Stuff.
Got it.
Yeah.
That'd be kind of cool.
But
you might be afraid
just
of walking
recognize
out.
Recognize you when you walk in. Okay, well, we're going to charge that guy.
If you have no cash register shock, man, just walking out.
It looks like it's more of a grocery store.
That's
type
what I mean.
Place.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. But what you and I have seen is the video of the warehouses. It looked like small cities.
Yeah, those things where they sort the stuff and mail it out. Right.
And it covered literally acres and acres of land.
Right.
Yeah. So they are looking to do that a little bit more. And then there's the story that came out about, University of Louisiana at Lafayette.
Oh, yeah, fine football program there.
Yep. They're
they upset people all over the country once in a while.
Well, they're an early season punching bag.
They are, but they upset people once in a while. They got some athletes.
They occasionally surprise some people. Yeah.
Do they?
Yeah, I think they have.
Tech.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Isn't that Bradshaw's?
That's Bradshaw's school, right?
Home base?
No, that's Louisiana Tech.
He just said La
Isn't
Tech.
Isn't that what we're talking about?
I thought
No, Lafayette.
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 ULL.
The Raging Cajuns.
So what about them? Yeah, Huskers beat their ass a couple of times when they used to win.
A research facility there revealed that.
Stop teeing that up for
that
me.
Take that low-hanging fruit there.
Sorry. I can't stop myself.
Make yourself work harder for it. Come on.
It's a curse. It's a curse. I can't stop it.
One of their favorite monkeys escaped.
Macaque?
Yes.
A crab-eating macaque?
And no, a 12-pound rhesus.
Oh.
That's macaque.
That's a different one.
Yeah.
Yes, it was a 12-pounder that escaped due to a cage failure. And it was on the loose for a while. The monkey, when they were looking for the macaque, the macaque was headed towards a nearby wooded area when it was last sighted.
Yes,
he said the animal was born at the center.
It heads towards the brush a lot, macaque.
The animal was born at the center, according to the post. It's used to people, but it is not a pet and should not be approached.
Sometimes it goes into a semi-wooded area. Before it goes into the fully wooded area.
or a recently shaved down wooded area, too. Yeah.
But then within
Louisiana.
The next couple of days, somebody just saw the monkey sitting along the side of the street. And
bored.
They called in and said, and they went over and...
You okay, man?
Tranquilized the monkey.
Hey. Last night.
There's a monkey sitting on the side.
They have a special hotline in case you find macaque.
Yeah.
It has been found.
1-800-MACAQUE. Check it out. They might fish you, though. Petey Mac in sports, Tony Danza, Pete Lee later on.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.